Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC presents Life with a Lion. Nowadays, with the high cost of living, families all over the country are trying to cut down on expenses. So let's drop in on the Lion family and see if the head of the house, that's what we laughingly call Ben, has any suggestions to offer.
Well, I've just been talking to my old friend Wimple on the phone, and he thinks we could save quite a bit on eggs if we went out to the Tunbridge Market today and bought a few laying hens. This being a very sensible idea, I'd better keep it a secret from the family.
Ben, who was that on the phone?
Who rang up, Pop?
Who was it, Daddy?
It seems to me the only one who can mind their own business in this house is Aggie.
Mr. Lion, who was that on the phone?
Well, since you're all so inquisitive, it was Wimple.
I'll have you know I'm not inquisitive. The next thing you'll be saying is that I listen to your telephone conversations.
I'd never say that, Aggie.
Well, I should hope not. And I think your idea about the eggs is silly.
What's she talking about, Pop?
Well, since it's no longer a secret, Wimple and I are going to Tunbridge this morning.
Well, what are you going to do?
And if we see some chickens we fancy, we'll pick them up.
Well, that settles it. You're not going.
Baby, the kind of chickens I'm talking about are old hens.
I don't care how old they are. You're not going.
Boys, would you please tell your mother what market day is?
A market day is where they auction off livestock and poultry.
Aye, your husband and Mr. Wimple want to buy some laying hens.
Oh.
Try and get a good price, Pop.
I will. Wimple's friend, Mr. Cobblethick, is going to be there. He'll advise us.
If you don't mind my saying so, Mr. Lion, I still think it's a very impractical suggestion. If you don't mind my saying so.
And if you don't mind my saying so, what do you know about raising chickens, if you don't mind my saying so?
Ben, you're not really serious about buying those chickens, are you?
I most certainly am. With eggs at 5 and 6 a dozen, do you realize how much 12 good laying hens will save us?
Just a minute, Pop. I'll figure it out for you. If 12 hens lay one egg a day, that's 84 eggs a week times 12 months... That's one.
Give up, Richard.
Now leave him alone, Robin. I want to see how much we're going to save.
Oh, I'll get it in a minute, Pop. 30 days, half September, April, June, and...
Mr. Lion, would you mind telling me where you're going to keep these chickens?
Oh, out there, next to the lilac bushes.
Oh, fine. That's right under our bedroom window.
So what?
Well, who wants to be awakened by a rooster crowing every time it lays an egg?
Honey... The rooster is the male bird. It's the hen that lays the eggs.
That's light for you. The woman does all the work and the man takes all the credit.
Now let's see. 84 times 50 plus 2 times 1376.
Oh, hello, family.
Hello, Barbara.
Why is everybody looking so serious?
I've been trying to convince your mother and Aggie that we'll save money on eggs if we buy our own chickens.
Oh, fine. How many are you going to get?
7,994.
What? Well, he's just doing a little arithmetic.
Now I've got to start all over again. Now, let's see. 84 eggs times 52...
I'll go and get you a cup of coffee, Miss Barbara. You must be frozen this cold morning.
Thanks, Aggie. Mother, did you ask him?
No, dear. Just take it.
Take what?
Oh, Russell wants to borrow your new electric drill to make a tool shed. Isn't he clever?
Oh, if you want to see something clever, come over this afternoon and watch me make a chicken run.
Oh, I don't think that's very clever. Oh, you mean a chicken house.
Honestly, sometimes when I listen to you and the boys, I'm glad I only had 3 children.
Then you've certainly changed. When we first got married, you told me you wanted...
10,390... Oh, doggone it, Barbara. You've knocked it out of my head again. Now, let's see. 84 times 52 times 10...
Daddy, can I come along and help you pick out the chickens?
Of course. Maybe you'd like to come along, too, Barbara, and pick up a few laying hens for Russell. Oh,
I'd love to come along, but I'm afraid the only kind of chicken he likes are dead ones served up in a big pot.
Barbara, you mustn't say things like that.
You mean it upsets Robin when I speak about a dead chicken?
Yes, and it upsets your father when you speak of a big pot.
What are you whispering about?
Oh, I was just telling Barbara about my new hat.
Well, Daddy, you better get the car ready.
Okay. Well, this certainly is an enormous marketplace. Say, where's Barbara?
Oh, she's back there waiting for the cattle auction.
Oh, but she doesn't know anything about cattle.
No, but there's a big crowd, and she wants to show off her new coat.
Here's the poultry section, Pop.
Oh, good.
And I just figured everything out. If you buy conscientious hens, you can save a penny an egg.
Well, that's something.
Gosh, just look at all those chickens in little cages.
Boy, what a life. Eggs yesterday, chickens today, and feather dusters tomorrow.
I didn't get that.
Well, don't let it worry you. That joke was strictly for the birds. See what I mean?
Isn't that a beautiful black and white hen?
That's not a hen. It's a cockerel.
It's a hen.
It's a cockerel.
It's a hen.
That settles it. It's a cockerel.
But, Mommy, it just laid an egg.
Are you insinuating that I am dumb?
Don't answer that, Robin.
Hello.
Oh, well, Wimple, I was just wondering where you were.
Well, I was delayed a little. I thought I saw my wife's face in the crowd, but I must have been mistaken.
How do you know it wasn't your wife's?
Well, a man came up and put a nose bag on it.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You don't understand, Mrs. L. I have a very warm spot for my wife, but she won't go there.
Oh, Wimple, cut it out. We've got work to do.
I say, these are fine-looking birds.
Look, here comes that pretty black-and-white chicken again.
Oh, why is it looking at me like that?
I think she likes your hat.
You can't blame her, Mrs. Hill. Those grapes, oranges, and apples look very real.
They do?
Yes, honey, you look like you're wearing a fruit salad.
Well, thank you. I'm glad it looks so natural. Well, I think I'll go and look for Barbara.
We'll come with you, Ma. Come on, Half Pint.
I'm with you, man.
Shall we put in a bid for these hens, Wimple?
Wait until I take a gander at those cages in the back.
All right, and while you're at it, you can pick out a few nice cockerels for cooking.
Oh, Mr. L, I'd never kill a cockerel. They have too much to live for. Oh, well. I'll see you later, alligator.
In a while, chicken hater.
Well, how do, Mr. Lyon?
Well, Mr. Kovalik, you're just the man we want to see. I understand you're selling off a lot of your stock today.
That's right. You see, I couldn't very well run the farm and the flower nursery. Besides, I had a very bad summer. All that rain ruined my corn crop.
Oh, that's a shame. I understand there's a lot of money in corn.
Well, you should know.
Yes, but I have so little overhead. I just throw my old joke books in the field.
Ah, you're a proper one. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, Wimple said you could advise us on how high to bid for these chickens.
Well, I'll do it for you as soon as I finish helping with the cattle auction. They'll be starting in a minute. See you later.
I can't see Barbara anywhere.
Oh, she'll turn up in a minute. Robin, have you ever seen so many animals?
Well, no, Mommy.
You're having a real field day, aren't you, Half Pint?
Well, yeah. But I hate to see all those pigs and sheep huddled up in those little tiny pens.
Oh, don't worry, dear. They won't be there long. Just as soon as they're sold, they'll be back on a nice big farm again.
How do they sell them?
The auctioneer keeps raising the price, and when anyone accepts it, they just waive their catalog.
You mean like this?
Robin, don't do that, or you might find you've bought a pig.
Look, they're going to auction the cows now.
Come along, quick for your bits, please. Quick for your bits. Page 6 in your catalog, Jersey and Guernsey.
Oh, what a pretty gray cow.
Oh, yeah, and look at her little calf.
Yes.
Going once, twice, sold to the gentleman in a brown suit. Take the calf too, sir. No? Oh, go on. You mustn't separate the cow from its mother. She's very heartless.
Mommy, that man in the brown suit's taken the cow and left that poor little calf on its own.
A bit sixpence for the calf.
Isn't anyone going to do anything about it?
Now, Robin, please, darling.
They ought to make him take it. He's cruel. He's anti-animal.
Oh. Robin, pipe down. Everybody's looking at you.
I don't care. Animals have just as much right as anybody else. How would you feel if Daddy sold Mommy? And some hired man in a brown suit took her away from us.
Oh, darling, please be quiet and stop worrying. I'm quite sure nobody wants to buy me.
I wouldn't let Daddy sell you for £1,000.
Nor for 2,000 or 3,000.
Do I hear four?
Well, thanks.
Oh, that wasn't me, Ma.
Just listen to that poor little calf standing out there all alone, mewing for its mother.
Oh, Richard, you better take Robin outside and get him an ice cream.
Make that two ice creams.
All right, get him two ice creams. Now, run along, dear.
Ma, I don't like to leave you alone. You might get lost.
Oh, I'll be all right. I just saw Barbara. Oh, Barbara!
Come on, Half Pint.
Oh, all right, but I'm sure going to write to the RSPCA.
Come along, come along. One beautiful brown Jersey cow.
Oh, Barbara!
You! Mother, where are you?
I'm over here, dear.
Oh, there you are.
Going once... twice, so.
Oh, Mother, I'd never have seen you if you hadn't waved your catalog.
Oh, my catalog? Well, I had nothing else to wave, dear.
One brown cow sold to the lady with a fruit salad on her head.
Barbara, you know, we've been looking every place for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, but... oh, Mother, don't look now, but there's a man trying to attract your attention.
Where?
Pardon me, Missus. May I have your name and address?
I'm sorry, but I never give my name and address to strange men.
I'm not following you.
You better not try.
But I want to know where to send your jersey.
My jersey? Barbara, he wants to give me a sweater.
Mother, tell him to go away. He's trying to flirt with you.
No, he's not. I probably have a lucky number on my catalog. And I've won a prize.
Oh, well, I'll see. Excuse me, sir. Did my mother get a prize?
The finest brown jersey I've ever seen.
Well, I am pleased.
And I'll be pleased to get your address.
Well, it's 181 Southwick Street, London. And my name's Mrs. Ben Lyon.
Oh, then you're Ben Lyon's wife. I'll deliver your jersey this afternoon. Cheerio.
Home.
I saw a sea, and I'll tell you once more, those chickens are going to be nothing but a nuisance.
I couldn't agree more.
Still, I suppose we ought to be thankful it's chickens and not cockerels. All they do is strut around and eat.
Pretty lazy, huh?
They certainly are. My mother once kept two cockerels in the backyard, and one of them was so lazy, he used to wait for the other one to crow and then nod his head.
Never mind the tall stories. Just go and get me a lot of scraps. I want to feed my chickens.
Oh, very well. It's a wonder you don't ask me to give them a cooked meal.
Oh, and boys, you better start putting up that wire netting in the garden.
I knew it. Come on, Ritz.
Why is it every time you get an idea, we have to do all the work?
And just what did you mean by that?
Nothing, Cockle. I mean, Pop.
What's the matter with those two?
Well, I don't blame them. The house is getting to be like a farmyard. Next thing I know, you'll be bringing your horse in the house.
Hello, you two.
Oh, hello, Florrie. Take off your saddle and sit down.
Oh, so I'm a horse, am I?
Oh, of course you're not.
Pay no attention to him, dear. He's just trying to take my mind off those silly chickens he bought.
What ridiculous scheme are you working on this time, Ben?
It's not ridiculous at all. I bought a dozen hens to lay eggs for me.
What's the matter? Are you getting tired?
After a crack like that, it's lucky I have a hard shell.
Well, you had it coming to you. Florrie, just take a peep in that cage behind you.
Oh, good gracious. They gave me a fright.
What do you think you did to them?
After that remark, it would serve you right if they didn't lay a single egg.
Here, here. Did you hear that, little chickens? If you don't lay any eggs, Auntie Florrie will give you all a big kiss.
Well, they're no fools.
Oh. Well, if they lay eggs like that, perhaps I ought to keep a few at my place.
But, Florrie, where would you keep them?
Oh, that's no problem. I've got a yard at the back.
From here, it looks more like an acre.
Well, bless your little spare tire.
Well, I think I'll take my little hens to their new home.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Oh, poor Beebe. Now you have to put up with another of his silly schemes.
Oh, this one isn't only silly, it's ridiculous. A house is no place for farm animals.
Oh, I'll get that.
Oh, it's you, Mr.
Cobbledick.
Well, Mr. Cobbledick, did you bring my jersey?
I certainly did. Daisy, say hello to the lady.
Baby, it's a cow.
You got good eyesight, Mrs.
Mr. Cobbledick, I don't like to be rude, but why did you bring your cow here?
Oh, it's not mine. This be what you bid for at the auction, a brown jersey.
Now, look, my good man, I may be a little silly, but I can certainly tell the difference between a cow and a jersey.
Oh, no, this be a jersey cow, and you bought them. There's a bargain at 60 pounds.
60 pounds? Flory, say something. No, say something sensible.
Now, please, Mr. Cobbledick, my friend can't possibly keep a cow in her house.
No, we haven't got a spare bed.
Besides, supposing the cow wants to be milked.
Then you'll have to take things in your own hands.
There's obviously been a mistake. You'll have to take Daisy back.
Oh, I can't do that. The market's closed. But I'll tell you what. You keep her overnight, and I'll do something about it tomorrow.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to take her. You see, I haven't got 60 pounds.
I'll send you a bill. Well, goodbye, ladies. Goodbye, Daisy.
Oh, Florrie, I mustn't let Ben know about this. Come on and help me hide Daisy in the garage.
All right, dear. Come on, Daisy, old girl. We're going to take you to a nice, warm garage.
Well, anyway, Aggie will be pleased. This is a Scottish cow.
What makes you think that?
Well, look, she's carrying a set of bagpipes.
Oh, baby. Come on, Daisy, old girl. Start walking.
Looking out of the garage window.
Oh, there's nothing strange about it. It's a cow.
What?
Ma bought a cow by mistake.
What do you say to that?
Could I borrow a quart of milk?
Barbara, I wish you'd be serious. If your father finds out about this, I don't know what he'll do.
Quick, Mommy, where are the keys to the garage?
On the mantelpiece. Why?
Well, Daddy just said he's going to drive his car in.
Now what are we going to do?
Well, Mother and I will keep him in here while you take the cow out and hide her at the bottom of the garden.
Okay, come on, Robin. Through the kitchen. Quick.
All right, but I don't think the cow's going to be pleased.
Say, B.B. Oh, hello, Barbara. Have either of you girls seen my keys? I want to put the car away.
Oh, why bother about that now? Come on and sit down by the fire.
Yes, Daddy. You're very tired.
Well, what makes you say that?
What makes you say what?
I'm very tired.
Then come and sit by the fire.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, you just sit there and have a nice long rest.
Barbara, stop unlacing my shoes.
Barbara, leave this to me. I'm going to try something I read in a book.
Bebe, what are you mumbling about?
Oh, nothing, dear, nothing. Just look straight in my eye.
Huh?
Look me straight in the eye, Ben. You're tired. You're getting very, very tired. You can hardly keep your eyes open. You're falling asleep. 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 Asleep.
Well, now that your mother's asleep, maybe I can put my car away.
Oh, Daddy, Daddy, please don't go.
Ah, here are my keys.
Mother, Mother, wake up.
Where am I? Oh, what happened?
Oh, it's all right, Barbara. We got Daisy out.
Thank goodness.
Oh, where is she now?
Does that answer your question?
Mother, she's in the kitchen. Aggie's going to love that. Mother, I once heard somebody say that when a cow keeps mooing, it means you have to milk her.
Well, who's going to do it?
Go find Aggie. She's bound to know how to milk a cow.
But what happens in the meantime if Daddy comes in and hears her mooing?
If that happens, we'll just have to get Daddy out of the house.
Hurry up, boys, and find Aggie. Now, go on.
And try and keep Daisy quiet.
That's going to be as easy as peeling a turtle.
You said it.
Oh, baby.
Huh?
Hey, what in the world was that?
That? Oh, that was the tugs on the river.
Well, the river's 10 miles from here.
I know, dear, but it's high tide.
Well, Daddy. Daddy, you must go out.
I must go out?
Really? I'll get your hat and coat.
I don't want my hat and coat.
Oh, Mommy, we found Aggie and she's in the kitchen with Daisy. Oh, hello, Daddy.
Who's Daisy?
Oh, She delivers the milk.
Well, what happened to the milkman?
Oh, he's getting very snooty. He just delivers the cream.
Oh, Barbara, Aggie says... Oh, so long, Pop.
Come back here, young man. Just what did Aggie say?
Aggie? Oh, well, Aggie said it's such a nice night, we should all go out for a walk.
Well, tell her I don't want to go for a walk.
Oh, please come for a walk, Daddy.
No.
I think you're mean. You never take the boys for a walk.
And fresh air is good for us.
It sure is.
And look at Skeeter. He'd love to go for a walk.
All right, all right. Get your coat, Richard.
What for? I'm not going.
Well, have a good time, Daddy.
Just a minute. You boys asked me to go for a walk.
Well, sure, but we didn't say we were going.
Oh, hurry up, Daddy, hurry. You might disappoint Skeeter.
Ben, why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
I'll tell you why. Because you've all got me so confused, I don't know whether I'm coming or I'm going.
If you're coming or you're what, Pop?
I'm going.
Well, be back in time for dinner.
Bye. Come along, Skeeter. Let's get out of this madhouse before we're as crazy as the rest of them.
Now, Aggie, calm down.
I am calm, but I will not have that cow in my kitchen.
But she's only going to be here for one night.
Mrs. Lyon, would you please ask the boys to take this great beast out before it starts kicking my kitchen utensils? She's getting very restless.
Well, she needs feeding. Or maybe she needs milking.
Oh, come now, Robin. That's going from one extreme to the other.
Now, Richard, stop that. Aggie, I ordered some food for her.
And what time would you like her breakfast?
Oh, please help Mother out. She's terribly worried.
Oh, all right. There's only one way to quieten her down. I'll go and get a bucket and stool.
Oh, thank you, Aggie.
Pop's back. Now what?
Oh, don't worry. Mother's got a wonderful plan.
I hope it works.
Well, it can't fail. If Daisy moves, we'll just pretend we're singing.
Now, come on. Let's go in the living room before Daddy gets suspicious.
Now, you go along. This won't take me long.
Oh, hello, Pop. Are you home?
What was that again?
Oh, that was us, dear. We're just having a little sing-song.
Oh. Fire goes this, bring wonderful memories of you.
That's the most peculiar bit of singing I've ever heard.
It's a new style, Daddy. You've heard of rock and roll?
Yes.
Well, this is milk and shake.
If you ask me, you're all acting very peculiar. What's the matter with all of you?
Oh, we're just happy, that's all.
Yes, why don't you sing with us, Pop?
I don't feel in the mood for singing.
Why not? Robin, you heard your father. He doesn't feel in the... stir for singing.
Phoebe, I think your voice is changing. Who's in the kitchen with Aggie?
Oh, it's, she's paying the milk bill.
At this time of night?
That's right. She's settling up for the milkman.
Oh, stop licking my cheek. you're tickling me.
It sounds more like she's settling down with the milkman.
Barbara, do something. Pop's looking very suspicious.
All right. Daddy, won't you please sing Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair? You do it so beautifully.
Well, all right.
Now be quiet, children. Your father's going to sing.
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair. The only place I'm going is upstairs.
Hurry up, kids. Let's get back to the kitchen.
Dad?
I am, but the cow isn't.
Well, you rest a while, and I'll take over.
Oh, thank you, Miss Barbara. Do you know what to do?
Oh, of course. I just put a pail under her and pop her tail up and down.
Honestly, girl, you're more stupid than I am, and that's going some. I'll milk her.
Quiet, Daisy, your daddy will hear you.
Well, go ahead, Master Richard.
I was only kidding.
Oh, it's not so difficult. All you need is the right sort of jerk.
Well, that's you, Richard.
Oh, thank you. You don't catch me milking any cow.
If you don't, your father might be so angry with all of us that he'll stop your allowance.
Front or back caps, Robin?
Don't bring me into this. I don't know how to milk a cow.
Can you shake hands?
Well, sure.
Then you can milk a cow.
Butter.
Never mind the butter. Start getting the milk.
Oh, all right. Oh, Barbara, hand us that saucepan.
Here you are. Now hurry up.
Daisy, keep quiet, or I'll milk you within a quarter of your life.
Well, why don't you stop?
I have started.
Well, so have I.
Well, there's no milk going in the saucepan.
I wonder what's wrong.
Let's see. Well, no wonder. Boys, you're pulling each other's fingers.
I thought there was something wrong when the cow started squeezing me back.
I thought there was something wrong, too.
Oh, dear, that's probably the man with the cow's father.
Don't tell me the cow's bringing her relatives.
Oh, Aggie, I'll go.
Too late. Daddy's gone.
Oh, baby, where are you?
Oh, I'm in the bedroom, dear.
Now, he knows you're in the kitchen. Don't let him come in the door.
Oh, baby, what kind of a game is this?
Well, Mother, hurry. Go out the door before he comes in.
All right, I will. Hello, dear.
Now, never mind the hello, dear. What's all this? 10 bags of oats, 8 pounds of carrots, 50 cabbages.
Well, you know how hungry Robin gets.
He'd have to be starving to eat this stuff. What's that?
That? Oh, it's the plumbing.
I'm going to find out what's going on in there.
Ben, please don't open that door.
Try and stop me.
Will someone kindly tell me what I see isn't there?
Don't get in a tizzy.
I'll get in anything I like. How did that animal get in this house?
She must have strayed in.
She did. I saw her.
Well, me too. Would you believe that, Daddy?
Do you think I'm crazy?
Oh, no, but it would help.
Will you all please stop this nonsense and tell me the truth?
Well, the truth is I'm looking after it for a poor woman who is afraid to tell her husband she bought it.
Baby.
That's a woman.
Life with a Lion, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with our children Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Richard Bellairs, Horace Percival, and Peter Hawkins. The script was by Bob Lark, Ronnie Hambry, and B.B. Daniels. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBG Variety Orchestra. Production by Tom Ronald.
Thank you.